Grandad, this warehouse is really cool. Who was it that decided to build a cement factory here?
I don't know about the early days of the factory because it went into operation in 1904 and I wasn't born. But old workers explained it to me. It was the idea of Eusebi Güell and some of his colleagues.
Do you mean Eusebi Güell, who's famous for Park Güell in Barcelona and Colonia Güell?
The very same. It was his idea to build this factory right here. Mr. Güell was interested in all kinds of innovative techniques, and although he had never created a cement factory before, he was helped by others. People like Isidora Pedraza, who knew about the Portland cement manufacturing technique, and Rafael Guastavino, an architect who, it is said, had become very well known in the United States for constructing buildings using the Catalan vault technique.
Grandad, what are these two green tubes down the side of the wall for?
Now we're in the bagging area. The Portland cement came out in powder form from these tubes. Here is where they would fill the paper bags that were transported by a narrow gauge railway, popularly known as Carrelette in the early days, and later by lorry. Before, the Carrelette would come to the front of the bagging machine, and so it didn't need to take so long to fill the bags. To begin with, the bags were made from jute, a kind of cloth, and customers had to return them so that the women could sew them and they could be reused. The problem was that a lot of material fell out while it was being transported, so they replaced the material bags with paper ones.
So they used to recycle even in those days?
You bet. Follow me, Laia. I'll show you the tunnels. Bearing in mind that we are going in the reverse direction to the way the cement production process used to go.